Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Today I have got an Australian all-star in Bill Barden of Anosy. And Anosy is effectively a play on the retail energy space. So Bill, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and just how you got to be involved in this project?
Yep, no, fair enough. I think how we got involved in this was a group called Solar Analytics. When we go back, they got some really fantastic software for solar, and they were given $1 million by a wine incubator to build a peer-to-peer platform. And they obviously discovered blockchain, because for peer-to-peer, that's the conclusion they came to. And they decided the best way to do this shouldn't be them. They said, and they're very pure in their approach in what they want to achieve, which is, you know, solar on every roof is their goal. They said this should be independent. And so I was talking to them about doing a Series B at the time, and I said, well, you should do an ICO, or we should form a new group to do an ICO to raise the funds to go build the platform, and it went from there. So it was very much a relationship-driven thing from back there.
Sure.
And then we found Steve Hoy, who is our CEO building the platform in Australia here, and that just happened to be a Christmas party I was at. Snagged him at a Christmas party, believe it or not, talking about Bitcoin, and obviously it was going through the roof back in December. And he ended up being from IBM, working head of a group that was doing energy with blockchain, doing it for the last 3-5 years, working for all the incumbents. Within 2 weeks or so, he resigned, come and join us, said, this is fantastic, let's do it. So that's the background.
We always talk about teams and a project and tokenomics, all these sorts of things in the business case. And we'll get to that in just a minute. Where have you come from? Why are you here? What's your background? What Christmas party were you at? How did you get this person?
Well, funny enough, my introduction to Solar Analytics is from my old neighbour in Annandale, like in Sydney, where I used to live. Then I moved to meet Steve, a couple of years later. So it's very serendipity is the word we use for it, the way all this has come back. But my background's more VC for the last 6 years. Okay, so I've been involved in a lot of clean tech plays. And I was helping Solar Analytics in the original Series A back in about 2013-14. And just was looking at blockchain and to fund things, and obviously the crypto space to fund things back in late 2000 or early 2017, and went from there. Just happened to be right place, right time for this.
So you've been in VC, you understand the capital raising model, you've got the people that connect in the right places, and you've been in green energy and that sort of stuff. So this is not new to you. You saw an opportunity and you dived at it, and blockchain's a part of that.
Yeah, I think as everybody knows, once you get down this rabbit hole, it's full on.
You don't escape.
No, you don't. And it's fantastic. You kind of live and breathe it.
Yeah.
And I think with this project, it became my life. And you're slowly going down, and then you're going, oh, look, it's all in. And you're doing the best you can to make a success and build it. And you really believe in the project.
Well, let's get into the project now. We understand that your CEO's hangs out at Christmas parties.
Yeah.
We know where your background is in VC and also in clean energy. This is not new to you. Introduce us to Anosy and really what you're trying to achieve. I want to know what your end goal is, and let's work back from there.
I think the end goal is obviously what we call Grid 2.0, which is closer to the source, decentralized energy, where it is around solar and other clean energy on people's roofs or in little community-based environments, and it's then allowing people to come together to actually disrupt the big players to a large extent. And to do it, we're more focusing on smaller energy retailers. We're not looking at the big end of town and going they're doing anything wrong, other than we want innovation to happen. If you want to get prices down, you need competition. You need competition, you need to commoditize energy and make it an easy product to trade. And what actually allows that isn't blockchain. What allows that is smart metering, because that already digitalizes your energy.
Yes.
And that's been around actually for 100 years, but now with smart metering, we can collect that data, and where blockchain comes into it, which is brilliant, and why this is so new, is we can now put that data into a situation where it's trustless. trustless. You know, it's verified. Everybody can believe in it.
You don't have the bloke with the old...
Yeah, spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So now we can use it and the players know exactly where it's come from and you can then build your smart contract or whatever else you want from that.
From that.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're looking at smaller energy providers and the token, sorry, not the token, the actual exchange. I mean, you want people to be exchanging energy, selling energy,
that's
bringing
part
it to the
of
grid?
It. Yeah, no. Look,
all of the above.
All above. The start of this is, yes, peer-to-peer, because that's what's lacking in the community at the moment, is that you've got solar on your roof or you've got excess solar being produced from somewhere. You don't necessarily get a fair price giving it back to the grid anymore.
Absolutely.
And it's not...
it's not even viable.
It's just not worth it.
The way that they charge energy out and bring it back in... Case in point, my parents live in Noosa in Queensland. They got a massive amount of solar. They basically pay for their electricity through solar now.
Yep.
It all works perfectly for them. They put it back on the grid and they get pretty much nothing. Pretty much nothing at all.
Yeah.
Because there's a bit of a monopoly going on.
Well, there is.
And we'll sell it back to you for more.
And they've got no control over it.
Yeah.
So they produce it, it's gone to them.
So there's a problem.
There is. There's a problem.
Solution.
And the solution to that is being able to offer it to other people in your community.
Yes, okay.
There's not necessarily the returns you would hope to get at the moment until you can totally deregulate the market and allow for this, which is coming. And by doing this, it will force that change that we need to occur. But you could go to your... They could be giving it to you. They could be, we'll sell it to you at 20 cents. Rather than 12 cents, we'll give it to you at 20 cents or 30 cents, whatever the case. Time of use at the moment peaks probably 50 cents if you go to time of use. So that's the difference in the price you're playing with, between about 12 cents, which is what they give you back at the grid, up to 50, meet somewhere in the middle.
Yep.
Everybody's happy, win-win for all. So that's the nature of it. But when you look at it, it's not just that. That's what we call one application.
Okay.
Same as when you see other people doing solar fractionalization, we call it, providence, proof of where it comes from and things like that. They're fantastic, and the people doing them doing some really good things. But how do you get that to the retail market? How do you actually change the retail market? You've got to build the full suite energy. So we're building the full suite energy platform, which will do all the billing, the metering, everything else like that. We call that the protocol, in the sense that that's the big platform, and then the peer-to-peer is an application that comes off it. Providence. We can embed finance into all of this. We can think, whatever you can think of, the Google Home, whatever the case. And where we're trying to pitch that is to smaller retailers. And the reason we're doing that is because they're usually the innovators.
Yes.
This is going to cause competition and reduce prices. We're saying to them, we'll give you economies of scale through this platform. You know, we're building a $30-odd million platform. We're essentially giving it to you. You know, yes, you've got to stake it through a token, which we can talk about later. But this is going to make you competitive against the big incumbents.
Right.
And you're going to have better service and better product. So you should be able to really go out there and just concentrate on the customer focus side, because the platform, what we came up with, the solution here, the energy solution, is we're separating out the actual wholesale component, which includes the energy trading, and the regulatory component, so that the customer facing side of the business doesn't have to worry about that side. That's just, that's done, tick, 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 tick,
okay.
And they go from there. So that's what makes this work. You know, the fact that we build the full energy suite.
You're trying to work not just with the end user, Joe Bloggs down the street who's got some solar pumping through.
Yeah.
You're trying to meet with the people in the middle, the energy...
We call them neo-retailers now. New retailers, neo-retailers, but they could be anybody. That could be community. That could be your school.
Yep.
Local school is a fantastic example of this, where they put solar on their roof. 4 o'clock, they close up. What do they do with it? It all goes back to the grid at the moment. They could go to parents and say, look, parents, we've got this wonderful solar. Buy our energy, subsidise the school bill. Goes back to the kids, back to the community. On the weekends, on school holidays, you're now getting it. And you know what price, because everything's totally transparent.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you're paying at current energy bill is this. Compare it to this. As we said, it's that win-win that we talk about for it. So we think they're great. Big shopping centres, fantastic. They can embed other... You've got a lot of roof space to embed in. Big associations with members, car associations and similar to that, who've got hundreds of thousands of customers. Let's offer something to our customers a bit different. Let's diversify out.
Yeah. So it's a complete platform almost in that regard. What's your first objective, right? So, we'll talk about the raise and whatnot, because I know you're at some stage throughout the moment. We'll cover that in just a minute. But once you've got the... you've reached your full funding, right? You need, you've got what you need. What's your biggest bang for your buck, so to speak?
The biggest bang is
the middle run.
The biggest bang at the moment.
End user, but the, those.
We're not actually consumer focused. We're B2B. Think we get 10, 20 good businesses, solid businesses globally. This is global. It's US. It's Japan, Australia. There's actually 600 million customers that could potentially we can potentially reach who are already deregulated. So no regulation changes need to occur. That's what the size of that is.
So you can just plug in.
They could essentially, every country will be different, slightly different. So Australia's slightly different to US, and we've got the solution for the US, which is just tailored for their market. But what we built, the P2P is the first one, so that's almost done now, and our MVP's there, and we're doing our first live trade in the next couple of weeks. You know, just a community of 20, 30 odd people. We do the first live trade. Then from there, we'll build the billing side of it. And that billing side will really be core, become the core, where along with the peer-to-peer is there. Providence is quite straightforward from there, you know, proving where it comes from. And same as fractionalisation. They're the easy applications. Same as the finance one. My background's finance, so there's an easy finance one to put in there as well.
Here's another question that I know all the viewers and listeners are going to be considering this, because everybody does. Whenever it's a play on energy, renewable energy especially, everyone says, what's the difference between power and wind power? And you look at it, you must be so sick of
No.
I speak to a lot of these sorts of projects that are in this space, because it's a space that there's a lot going on here, because it's a massive market and a massive opportunity right now. So give us a little riff. Tell us what the differences are.
Okay, specifically with Power Ledger, who are fantastic in the way they came to the market and what they're doing. They're initially, at least, concentrating on grid, on microgrids, what we call mode. So that's going to be a closed-end society where all the infrastructure's already there. That's the start of it. And they did that probably mainly because they're in Perth, which is heavily regulated and a monopoly, and so it makes sense. And you've got Outback, you know, you've got a lot of mining towns and stuff like that, where it's fantastic. Where we're coming from is different. I mean, I'm not too sure. Power Ledger just say they're open source, where we haven't seen too much on it, whether it's totally, I think they're just busy with doing their projects and stuff like that, but we're fully open source, decentralized, you know, hitting to the purer side of this whole blockchain side of it. But more importantly, I think what we're trying to do is for every household. You know, we're not concentrating on little microgrids, and to get to every household, we're going to smaller retailers and saying, here is a platform for you to use,
and then they'll
and go, and they'll go out
market.
And build it all out and go to market. And some others have hardware you've got to use and stuff like that. We just think that's, are you selling hardware? Is that what you're trying to do? Or are you trying to sell a solution which is going to totally disrupt the market? Which is what we're trying to do with blockchain in general. When we go down this rabbit hole, we want to change the world. We want to do something amazing.
While we're here.
And that's where we come up with this. You know, Solar Analytics to begin with said, no, we need to make this bigger than Ben-Hur. We need to make this totally decentralized. You know, we're a non-for-profit, which means we're not profiting from this. It's all about the token side in that respect, which takes out any ambiguity as far who you're working for. So that's
and
the
basis.
Let's
not forget something else as well. I mean, I'm an investor of traditional markets, well, have been for a long time, a trader of traditional markets. I'm focusing now in this space, both my investment and my trading. In traditional markets, you have sectors. Those, the banking sector, the mining sector, the energy. There are all these different sectors. Now, sectors are generally brought together into an index. So if you wanted to buy the sector because you think that there's opportunity within the sector, you would buy the index of that sector. Now, we don't have that just yet. It's starting to come about with some of these indexed funds and that sort of thing, and indexed tokens. My point being is that you don't need to necessarily go, oh, well, this one's better than the other. There's an entire market there that's to be taken over. Now, whether or not you're the number one or they're the number one, there's enough business to go around for everybody. You need exposure to all these different areas.
It's not just that. Look at just energy. It's a $1.5 trillion market.
Take 1%.
Take 1%, it's huge. It's a as we said, we've got 600 million customers that we can go out today. And then you've got all your little projects. Again, Power Ledger, fantastic, going for some of these. We're possibly working with people in Myanmar and a few other places like that, which are brilliant. They're the four good projects, which is also the other side that you can do, which all help to just change the world, make it cleaner energy. give people low energy prices.
That's it.
Which
that's
is one of the biggest things at the moment.
Well, we get gouged here in Australia. There's a huge market here. I mean, I know Australia's not a big market as far as the rest of the world, but it's a great place to start, and I think you're starting in a good area. Let's kick into the actual business side of it. You're in the pre-sale now?
In pre-sale now, just so, pre-sale.
All right, we'll talk about that. Why, how does a token make me money? So if I'm going to invest in your token, how am I going to make money?
We don't like the word invest, but anyway, if you purchase the token.
Whatever the terms and conditions say with Mr. Bill here.
Yeah. No, look, the token value from our side of it is very simple. It's just a single token and it's an access token. And the advantage of that, and this is where I think the markets are changing so much over time, I think it's absolutely brilliant, is in our case, it's very easy. How many customers will we get on the platform?
Yep.
How many users will be there? And we're doing a billion odd tokens, making available. They're selling them at 8 cents. And from that, we're raising 20 odd million. So 45% to the public is what we're doing. And a lot of it's locked up for partners. And you know, our partners won't get these if they prove how many users they build on the platform. Okay. So that's a very strong aspect of what we're trying to do. And then we say, okay, if we get 400 odd thousand customers on this platform, which we think we can do in Australia to begin with, and as I said, we've got California Clean Energy backing us in US to help us go out and find new.
They've got
90 odd
so
energy retailers.
Their
partnership.
Okay,
they've got 90 odd innovators who we get to talk to. We got people ring us from India, from everywhere, trying. Oh, well, what are you guys doing?
Yeah,
they're in 20 odd countries. Going to Japan. I'll fly to Japan tonight on the red eye and seeing various strategic partners and going to meetups and stuff like that. But if we get this 400 odd thousand, it pretty well takes out 50% of those tokens, which do not come back to market at this price.
Okay.
So the only way people will be able to sell those ones back out is if the price does appreciate.
Yep.
So that's where we're going.
Look, so it's tied in for positive outcome.
It's tied in. We talk about velocity. In crypto, you talk about velocity.
Yep.
Mate, there's such low velocity here that the way it's set up is the price would have to appreciate for these guys to be able to sell out, the ones who are holding, because it's a deposit.
Yep.
Remember, the base here is that the neo retailer has to hold this as a deposit for the system.
Got it.
And we think that's very powerful.
Hold this token for it to be used within their ecosystem, so to
speak. To get advantage of the system, to be able to use the system, they have to do that. They have to buy these tokens. Yep. It's not the consumer. As we said, the consumer's playing fiat. They don't want to know about this side of it, is our view.
Don't burden them with shit.
They don't want to know about. So the neo retailer does it, where that means the consumer ends up paying up front part of their bill, which is what I do now anyway.
Yep.
Got to put a $100 deposit down these days. same principle there. They go out, the neo retailer goes out and buys the jewel. It's in fiat. So we know it's 10%, we think about of the bill is about right, is what we believe. That locks that 10% up as long as they're a customer on the platform. Other than at some stage, they're going to have to, we've got heaps of value here. If it goes up two or three times, whatever the case may be,
well, they're tied in with that.
Everybody's interest is aligned. We talk about alignment of interest.
That's right. So the alignment of interest, but also the lockup, so to speak, and the fact you need to appreciate those tokens for them to be actually used and sold on by the middle people,
neo retailers.
The neo retailers, that's it. So it ties in quite nicely. I want to ask you your partnerships. You're at pre-ICO stage now, the pre-sale. What have you got there? I mean, obviously at this stage, it's a stage where you fund the next rollout. So who have you got that can give us some confidence?
Well, first of all, we've got advisors are DCH and with Wolf Crypto. So these guys have been involved in the last one's Phantom, which is Phantom was a massive success. They've been brilliant. Both of them have been fantastic. Just everything, when you look at our material, everything that's come out, they've all helped produce all of this, and it's just professionally done. We've got Blondie on the PR, who were behind Haven originally. Haven ended up having 150,000 people in their Telegram community and all that sort of stuff. The market's changed somewhat, and I think most of it will be pre-sale these days,
whether
that's for regulatory reasons and things like that. So we won't do a huge public offering at all. And for that reason, you see the bonus have actually come right down, and you actually tell how good a project is by how high is if they're offering too high a bonus, you actually ask questions.
You're skeptical, right?
You're skeptical, and you know you're not going to get dumped on.
Yeah.
So you know when it releases and stuff like that, there's not that much of an arbitrage now where they were giving a 50 or 100% bonus and they can come in and take
smash
their money
the market out.
So we've had some brilliant advice from those guys. And we're in Japan tonight, as I said, we're going to Singapore on Wednesday for the conference up there. Then we hit the rest of Asia after that. So
the California
the next 2 weeks.
Who is that?
Oh, so that's the strategic partners.
Yeah.
So California Clean Energy Fund is one of the
California
big partners
Fair,
out there. They're helping us in the US, and we've got some other people who are coming on in the US, which
that's
are fantastic. And then that's, you know, from there. Okay, and then in Japan, we're off to Japan tonight, so we'll see the usual suspects, the bigger players, but I'm more excited, I guess, over some smaller players as well. Japan, small retailers got 3 million customers.
Well, that's right. That's
you know, they're huge. But
so
we'll
it's starting to spiral very, very quickly. And you've got the California. So we've got ties in America. Japan can hopefully go very well, and they're tying that in. We're at pre-sale now. Is there anything else that we think we should cover?
No, I think you pretty well covered it well, actually, Craig. You're
very efficient.
Very efficient, I think, overall. But as I said, look, in the next 2 weeks, we'll be out there with the pre-sale. It's a private pre-sale to begin with.
Well, how do we find out more? Tell the guys how to find more.
Yeah, on the Telegram community, the NOC Telegram community, will release everything there in the next couple of days.
So how do people join the Telegram?
Yeah, how do they normally join Telegram?
Right.
They just sign up for it.
And what's the name? Just NOC?
Yeah, just type NOC on the Telegram
and
community.
And website?
www.nosi.io.
.io,
of course. And you can see the whitelisting there. You can come on whitelisting. And then just ping me if you want to know more or ever on the Telegram.
Facebook,
the
Twitter.
Yeah, got all those accounts.
Suspects.
So, yep.
And, Google Anosi, Facebook Anosi,
Anosi.io is the easiest.
Everything's there.
You'll see it.
And as I say, you know, get whitelisted, get the white paper, read through it, check out what's going on. It's a fantastic project, a really, really great team, one that I've been watching for quite some time. I've seen Bill around many different events. I know a bunch of the people that are involved at high level investment points, and there's a lot of credibility behind this project, and I wish you all the best going forward.
Thank
I hope that you can solve the problem that you're trying to solve.
Yep.
I think you have a good crack at that, and all the best to Japan.
No worries. Thank you, Craig.
Thanks so much for your time, Bill.
Cheers.
Thanks, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.